We have Linda Dickerson joining us with the St. Francis County Chapter of Habitat for Humanity. And Linda, if you're here in October, that can only mean one thing. The housewarming for Habitat is coming up very shortly.
Right around the corner, two weeks.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. Tell us about Habitat for Humanity and what you do.
So with Habitat for Humanity, we build houses for families who qualify here in St. Francis County. All of the money raised here stays here. We're currently building house number 28 at 808 South Washington in Farmington. And we're utilizing volunteers from the Farmington High School to do a lot of that labor over there. So it's kind of a unique situation because we don't have a family for this home. Normally we had the family chosen before the house is constructed. But in this instance, we're going to build the house and find the family. So if you're out there paying rent and looking for a place to call your own, give us a call at 760-1702.
Is that still something that you're trying a misconception that you're trying to correct is people aren't given these homes?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we do encounter that quite often. Anywhere we go, we think that everybody thinks we just give houses away. We do not. These families have to qualify based on income, credit, repayment ability. They have to be a lower income guideline. They have to meet those. So it's kind of hard for them. Even a car payment can throw them out of the income to debt ratio. So they have to be people who are good with their credit and, you know, very worthy as far as their money, the way that they're spending it. So it's a great cause and it's a good program. I speak to people quite often who are paying $600 and $700 a month in rent, and a lot of times our payments are around that. So it's something that you can own after 20 to 30 years.
And how many homes have you built so far?
We're on number 28.
That is awesome. Planning it takes 29. Money though, doesn't it?
Oh, it does take money, yes. And this is our one fundraiser a year. I think people don't realize that. It's a big event. It's the one thing that we do a year. We think that we do it very well. It's coming up Friday, November 1st. I started to say 11th. It's actually the 1st. It's our 11th annual. But it's on the Elizabeth Hall over there in Leadington underneath the dress shop, Special Memories. It's 6 to 10 p.m., and it's just a great event. Mark, you've been there, I think, every time, right?
It's a blast. I followed you around like a little puppy. Yeah. What's going to be happening?
There's going to be so much happening. We have a photo booth. We have entertainment, which I have two special guests. Did you see that on the flyer this year?
Yes.
I have two homeowners who have been previously selected and built homes through Habitat for Humanity. They have some musical talent, and they've agreed to come in and help us out with some music this year. And then also we have Shannon Cox, who is our main event. He'll do a lot of music as well. But we're very excited to have them with us. I think it just adds another level of why we're doing what we're doing. So I'm excited about that.
Tell us about your homeowners.
Our homeowners are Paula Franks and Tyler Smith, and they both, like I said, have some musical interest and talents, and they're going to come out and share a few songs with us and just kind of help Shannon out, and I'm real excited to see how that works out.
Great food, great
absolutely.
Wine.
Yeah, good food, great wine. They're all wonderful. We have Clubhouse Events and Catering, Mario's Italia, Bowtie Catering. We have the Margarita Man. That's something new. And then we also have Crown Valley Winery and Distributing. And St. James makes the trip every year, their winery and public brew house company. And then we also have Gypsy Cakes. It's one of the little portable places around town. And she's going to come in and offer cupcakes and cakes for tasting. So we're real excited about all of that. $25 a person. We do still have a few tables left. If you'd like to attend, we'll even sell tickets at the door. You just may not be guaranteed a seat, but as you know, you don't necessarily need one there that night. You can get your tickets by stopping by the Farmington Presbyterian Church any day before noon or giving us a call at 760-1702.
And it's always fun when you have a silent auction.
It is. It is fun. It's a lot of fun. It's just one of those things that you just don't know what you're going to see there. So I'm hoping to get some items that are autographed again this year. We've had some really neat things in the past. We're hoping on that. I have a really, really neat quilt that was handmade by one of our volunteers that works at the ReStore. It's got some houses on it. And then it also has some little sayings from some of the homeowners from the past that have written on there. And it's just a really neat little thing that we're excited to add to the silent auction.
If folks want more information or they just want to volunteer to help with Habitat, how do they reach out to you?
Give us a call, 760-1702, or stop by our home at the Farmington Presbyterian Church at 403 West Columbia.
Friday, November 1st, 6 to 10 p.m., Elizabeth Hall in Leadington. It's going to be a great time.
You're not going to want to miss it.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
All right, that's Linda Dickerson with Habitat for Humanity, and to tell us about their big housewarming for Habitat.